Welcome to You Bet It's In Yet with Matt Shells.
Some people have to make things, I've got to ruin them.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Maytay Coco. That means I love you in Furby.
Ryan Mercier.
What's your name? How many relatives do you have? Where do you work? Whereabouts do you live? This is dead air.
Dead air is gold.
Okay, so here's the deal. So when I go to work, I work near a Walgreens.
Ooh. A Walgreens? That's hilarious.
Have you guys ever been to a Walgreens? That's the question.
Emails.
Also, email us if you guys know of any weird...
If you know of any Walgreens.
If you've been to a Walgreens, please email us.
Our first email is titled, Tontine or Not Tontine?
Ha-ha! Ooh.
By one Jeremy.
If you missed last week's episode...
Oh, yay!
Listen to it.
As it turns out...
By Ron Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay.
And it says, as it turns out, Matt's bet with Ryan does not technically constitute a tontine.
Ooh.
Ha-ha! Cornell's law school defines a tontine as an income scheme to achieve financial independence. Since there are no annuity payments, it is just a wager subject to taxation. More to the point, the inflation-adjusted $100,000, using 2013 dollars as the base, assuming the Fed holds inflation at its target of 2%, would be $355,149 in 65 years. Just a fun fact from your friendly neighborhood economist. Love the show, except for the two guys named Ryan and that other guy, Jeremy Hayes. And then he has his phone number and his email, but I don't think he wants us to read that.
Oh, no, I think
Wait,
it's okay.
He also hates Jeremy Hayes, is what I heard. And
no,
that other
Ryan,
guy, Jeremy Hayes.
Yes.
That
other guy, Jeremy Hayes.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, economist.
Say his phone
By the way,
email?
I didn't even think of that. We have an expert economist.
Ah. Yes, we have access to an expert economist.
We do. That's good to know. So, from what he's telling me, he says the tontine is on teen.
That was so bad. Right.
But
this wasn't a
tontine
then?
Apparently not. See, I learned my definition of tontine not from Cornell's law school, but from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I figured it was either The Simpsons or Futurama.
Well, it was The Simpsons, because I told you that last week.
I don't remember you telling me that.
Are you serious?
I stopped listening to
Mr.
you.
Mr. Burns!
Tontine, Auntine!
Watch that freaking show, okay? You don't know that one? Fighting Hellfish?
Booyah!
Not again.
Anyways, thank you, Jeremy. That's
very informative.
You and Jeremy, I can see why you guys get along so well.
That's all I'm going to say.
There, you said something was gibberish in there.
Oh, I always say that to him,
facts?
Too. Yeah. He'll always be like, well, that's actually a common misnomer, blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, gibberish, 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 gibberish.
I hope you heard that, Jeremy.
He did. He knows.
Thanks for contributing to the show.
Yeah. Now we know not to call those tontines anymore.
Yeah. That comes up every week. So.
Tontine on Tatooine.
I hate you. Okay, on to the next email from KDR.
Katier.
Katier than the last.
She says, Uma Thurman was in the 1990 version of Les Mis alongside Jeffrey Rush and Liam Neeson, you uncultured swine.
Ooh, those are two good actors.
That is true.
Has anybody seen that?
No. Yes. She was also Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning.
That's not a good movie.
What the hell is that?
It's not a good movie. No offense, Katie.
That sounds amazing.
Movie.
So that does sound like one good Uma Thurman movie.
Did you guys get my text message?
I got your text
message.
Le Producers!
See that?
I don't think that's very good as a movie.
I like it a lot.
My reply was that she wasn't really that great in it.
Yeah, that's true. But
I don't know if that was... Those weren't really the stipulations, because there's like, pick a good movie that she's in.
I thought it was a good Uma Thurman movie, so like she
a
has to
Uma
be
Thurman
good
movie?
In it, like...
Yeah, I just she was okay.
I don't know.
You should watch The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
I hate you.
Right.
I hate you so much.
Janine Garofalo and another guy. I think it's Dylan McDermott.
Do your Poison Ivy impression again.
Wait, what was my Poison Ivy?
I forget. What's the? I don't know. Something that she said. Oh,
boys.
Yeah.
Poison.
Boys.
Poison Ivy.
Poison.
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 And our third and last email, once again from KDR.
Okay.
Titled Re Uma.
Ooh, okay, more.
1998. Lol, my bad.
We should just have that as a whole email segment.
Here's our email.
Here's our email.
1998. Lol, my bad.
Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katier.
See you next time.
So we
Katier.
Have two possible good Uma Thurman movies that are not also Quentin Tarantino.
The Les Mis.
I can't.
And Percy Jackson, you're gonna go with that?
And no, we ruled out the producers.
The producers, yeah.
Oh, I think it doesn't count.
So one.
Is on my side.
Yes, it is.
You guys ever see Fallen?
My VD, and I love it. And I'm not getting rid of it with your newfangled antibiotics.
I wanted to bring the actual copy in here, but I didn't end up buying it, so I don't have that. But I do have it on the iPad. So I've decided, and you can see for yourself, that you both need to apologize for what you've done and who you've hurt. Okay? Just go right now. Just whoever you've hurt. Just
sorry,
apologize.
Jeremy.
You deserve everything I did to you.
Jeremy. No, okay. Do you guys know who was on the latest cover of the magazine called Maxim? It's a gentleman's magazine.
Is it you?
It's me. And I'm naked on it, and you should apologize because I look right. Do you guys know?
No.
Uma.
It's not Uma Thurman.
Is it Kate Upton?
It's not Kate Upton. No, you wouldn't have to apologize for anything for that.
Is it Mina Savari or Mira Sorvino?
No, good guesses. It's Danielle Fishel.
Oh, Topanga.
Topanga.
Yeah, I've already seen this.
Yeah, you've already seen this. And do you say she looks bad? I think she's still got it, guys.
She's getting it back, at least.
Let me give you, like, this one. This one's okay.
See, that one's like, kind of not flattering. I feel like she's looking thicker on those.
It's not. Thicker. There's nothing wrong with that. But anyway,
this is the best. Met her.
I want her to vacuum clean my house.
That's so...
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I'm
so
saying.
So sexist.
That is,
so,
that doesn't mean I don't want her to do that.
The best picture is the one of her cleaning.
No. It's the skirt and that she's not wearing much on top either. But this...
She does still have it.
Yeah, she's still got it.
You think she's...
So Topanga is still banging.
Well, I remember
to say,
like
Topanga.
Topanga.
There
Topanga.
We go. Topanga.
Topanga. Because I remember when I saw her, like, she was on Fuse, I think.
Yeah.
She hosted stuff on Fuse.
Yeah.
And she had gotten a little bit...
She got in the chunk.
But I wonder if because of the Boy Meets World thing that we leaked...
Yeah. You heard it here first,
that's
folks.
Right.
Boy Meets
I wonder
Girl,
if she's
right?
getting it back.
Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World.
It's Boy Meets...
It's Girl Meets World.
It's Girl Meets
their
World?
Daughter,
I'm sorry, yeah.
Who is now 14, which I really hope is not accurate as to how long it's been off the air. Do you think that's true?
Okay.
When did they have a... Did they have a daughter on the show?
No. They got married.
So yeah. They got married. I think that's plausible, actually.
I think they were married for a solid year.
Been off the air for 14 years?
Yeah, I think it's plausible.
Yeah, I think it makes... Well, that... Yeah, that would make it 99.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely plausible. Also, right here, the quote under this picture I really like is, Kelly Kapowski was my first ever girl crush. So if her and Kelly Kapowski got down,
I don't know who
saying,
Kelly Kapowski is.
I'd watch. Oh
you
my!
You don't know who
God.
Kelly Kapowski
who's
is?
Kelly Kapowski.
Tiffany Jeez. Amber Thiessen. Maybe you've heard of her.
Maybe you've heard
no,
of her.
Who's that?
Zach Morris's girlfriend, sometimes AC Slater's girlfriend.
I never watched Full House.
Fuck! What are you talking about?
I don't even know you.
What show?
It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell.
I never watched that show either.
Are you kidding me?
Not
Kelly
at all.
Kapowski. Let me just tell you a little bit about Kelly Kapowski. She was tobanging.
She was tobanging.
She rode a toboggan.
She rode a toboggan. And
no, both those shows always seemed boring to me, and I never watched.
No,
them.
As a kid.
Yeah,
as a kid. The best part about Saved by the Bell was that you could pick up anywhere, and you would know exactly what's happening. Zach Morris has a scheme, and he gets quashed at the end.
Google image search Kelly Kapowski and look at the amazing outfits that she
wow.
wears.
Wow.
Look at this.
That doesn't even qualify as clothing.
Suspenders with
a bra
like
and
a
pants.
Wedding bra.
That's like Sexy Brian from your band.
Here's the thing. Is if
oh, yeah, we're stopping him from wearing the suspenders because apparently it's some sort of neo-Nazi thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody... When the last show
oh,
we played...
Oh, is it the red one specifically?
Yeah, the girl from... One of the girls from the series, Lee's, I think it was one from that band, came up to Brian and she's like, I just want to let you know that that white shirt and red suspenders look is like a hardcore neo-Nazi look. I know that's probably not you... So I just figured I should give you a heads up.
Like, get you guys some audience, though, you know?
Yeah. Neo-Nazi band.
But seriously,
anyway, sorry.
If a girl shows up anywhere wearing that outfit, you are in a pornography.
Or Saved by the Bell. Oh, man. And the first guy that they show her with is AC Slater.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
And then Justin Bieber's here. Oh, he's wearing a Kelly Kapowski.
Everybody
shirt.
Knows that AC and Jesse are going to wind up together. Like...
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it happens. That's a pretty good picture. That's her later, in
yeah.
the later years. But anyway, I just figured you guys should apologize, and maybe, you know, I'm sure we'll get her on the show next week, right?
Tiffany?
No, Danielle Fishel.
Tabanga?
Tabanga.
Tabanga, yeah.
If I tell her she's Tabangin', I'm sure she'll come on.
You're Tabangin'!
Maybe we should all watch that show every week when it comes out.
Oh, I will. We'll make it a segment. We'll just do a review.
Ooh, that's a great idea, actually.
This weekend, Girl Meets World.
We just review the episode.
Oh my god, do you know what we should do?
Huh?
We should, episode for episode, compare it to Boy Meets World, like first episode to first episode, and talk about the themes that are covered and things like that.
What's the very first episode of Boy Meets World?
It's the pilot.
It's the pilot.
Oh, thanks. That's right. It's the one where he becomes a pilot.
The one about pilots. Yeah. What I feel like it's that one where he gets in trouble in class, and he...
And he has to talk to Feeny, who's his neighbor.
Yeah. And then things happen.
Yeah.
That, no,
that's,
really.
That's
he,
definitely it.
He's in... I think I do remember that. I think. The first episode is like... he's in detention, and he's trying to get away, and then at one point he like sneakily gets up. And, like, starts to move out of the room, even though Mr. Feeney's there, and he's just watching him. And he's pretty much letting him go, and then he's like, wait, why are you just letting me leave? And he's like, because I know you wouldn't actually leave, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Like, Matthews.
Mr. Matthews.
I can... That's...
I think that is the first one, anyway.
I don't think that's the whole premise of the show, though.
No, it's not the premise, but I know that freaking happens, okay?
It's all just right? 22 minutes of him sneaking out of a classroom.
Yep.
Until he says, why are you letting me go?
Mr. Matthews.
Final episode, May 5th, 2000.
14 years, that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why so blue, Mr. Matthews?
Dios.
Why the long face, Mr. Matthews? Because you turned me into a horse.
That's what happens in the new one.
Girl meets horse.
So we get to watch Topanga bang a horse?
Girl bangs horse.
To banging horses. Here's to banging horses.
Here's to you, banging horses. That's also a good
banging horses couldn't pull me away.
I like it so far.
Banging horses couldn't pull me away. What the hell?
Couldn't tear me away. It's supposed to be a parody of Wild Horses, but I don't know how to sing.
Wild Horses. What's Wild Horses?
It's a Stone song.
Banging horses.
Banging horses.
Just a banging horses.
Couldn't pull me away.
I like that the problem is that they're like, Matt, come with me. And it's like, well, I could either come with you or watch banging horses.
Or no, it's like, I'm with someone and then someone runs up and there's some horses banging!
Those like, horses are
not
banging.
Not even those could drag me away from you.
That's what I'm doing on your next date.
What?
What's that?
That's going to earn you some points. Next time you're on a date, text me and be like, hey, we're here. And I'm going to run in and be like, Matt, there are horses banging! And you'd be like, banging horses couldn't tear
me
away
from
you.
That's
gonna go
romantic.
Really well.
That's and she's go like, aw.
Really well.
But I kind of wanted to see those horses banging. Can't we go?
No. Like, together we could go.
Yeah. You're my kind of girl.
Together we could bang those horses.
Together we could bang every horse.
Let's put That's your mission.
Horses.
You and your date, bang as many horses
as possible. This is getting out of hand. Before time runs out. Before all of time ends.
Running out of time.
You bet it's
I don't have time for banging horses.
No son of mine says that.
How many time units, how many minutes does it take to bang a horse? For Justin Timberlake's sake. Coffee's 3 minutes. So banging a horse is...
I'd like to see that premise in that movie. Where it's like, he's stealing... Wait, is he banging horses?
Well, you know, there's still some freaky people in the world who have to use up their time.
That's true. That's a good tagline. Not any gays. You bet it's in yet. Fighting bears, banging horses.
The time I threw all those away, just so you know. All your macaroni.
You didn't like my pine cone ornament?
Ornament?
Ornament.
Pine cone ornament.
Ornament.
It was contrived.
It's a little contrived.
It's time for the topic hat.
Topic hat.
I'm gonna take a little gambit here. Is take it take a gambit or do a gambit?
I don't know.
Who's doing gambit?
Okay. Because this fuck one has gambit. Been in there forever, and I've always not wanted to, because it's made of regular paper.
Oh, it's not official Top Cat paper, which you still can get for $30. Where's our Kickstarter?
Didn't we?
Read it. I don't know.
Maybe you just asked me this question in real life.
Maybe.
Under what circumstances would you eat your pets?
I've never heard this question before.
Okay, that's weird, a new question.
Because I live with Matt.
I feel like you've asked me this, or I'm having really weird deja vu. Under Whoa. What circumstances would you eat your pets?
All right, so I haven't had a pet for years. So I'm trying to think of what kind of pet I would have.
Like a cat. Like, we have a cat at the house now.
Yeah. It's not my pet, but it is a pet that is there.
Yeah.
So, if Mariette really pissed me off, I'm eating that cat.
That's the circumstance if she makes you mad?
I don't even know.
You just drink the last of the milk.
What she could do?
You just lean into her doorway and be like, "I ate your pussy, Mariette."
Oh,
oh. She's one of the only people who listens.
That's great. She's gonna love that.
And then she'd be like, "You're gross, Ryan." And then you're like, "Your cat's dead."
Your cat's dead.
I'm sorry, Minerva.
Which would you rather eat, dog or cat?
Dog.
Just like as in cuisine?
Yeah, like if someone offered you, like, you're at a wedding, a really nice wedding, mm-hmm. and the two choices are dog or cat.
I'd go with dog, because it seems like dogs have more meat on their bones. Closer to horse, yeah. But yeah, more meat on their bones, so I feel like...
Wouldn't it be tougher, though? Wouldn't it be as tender as a cat?
I don't think so.
I want my meat to be as tough as me.
Not tough at all?
Tender.
Yeah, I would definitely go with dog.
Yeah, me too.
Dog over cat?
I love picturing that, though. It's like everybody sits down for dinner, and at weddings they always have the tiny menu, like a little card or something. It's like, here are your three choices or whatever. But you have dog, cat, and vegetarian cat.
Yeah. Vegetarian cat. I will have the tofu cat.
All right.
Or the cat food we had left over.
the cat food you used to lure the cats in.
Choose wisely. So, I also like to imagine that it is my pet, though. Uh-huh. So it's like,
so like you
what
love
circumstances?
It. Yes.
Yeah. Do I have to?
What would have to come to pass for you to
eat
your
that
how
pussy?
How long have you had the pet?
Like 4 years. You love this thing.
4 years.
I love
yeah.
it. Love it to death.
Not love something for 4 years. I like Jake, my dog Jake.
You had a dog named Jake?
I have a dog named Jake, and he's like 16 years old now, and he's like not getting around very
well. I just don't love him.
I do love him, is what I'm saying.
You prefaced this with,
I would say,
not love
years.
Him for 4 years.
What I meant is like I didn't love him for 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
But now I love him. He's going to be gone soon.
Wait, I'm confused. So
I love when people say that like he's going to be gone soon. Is like the most roundabout way of saying is he's going somewhere.
He's going away.
He's going away. It's like I don't want to think actively about this, so I'm going to try and get around it. Like I don't want to think about he's going to slowly get sicker and older until he dies. So just like he's going to be gone.
It softens it up.
That's such a mad thing to say.
From now on, I'll say my mom's probably going to euthanize him soon.
Good old Jake.
Good old
so,
Jake.
before that happens, why are you going to eat him?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat him.
Yeah,
I
you are.
Him. If I had to eat Jake, it would be
much worse when you say the name.
It would be because I love that dog. I would eat peanut in a heartbeat, though. That's stupid. My parents found this dachshund, and I hate that dog. I would eat it. No. Circumstances are he looked at me. I hate that dog.
I'm eating you.
I'm going to eat you.
I've said that to him. You have to eat Jake.
If I had to eat Jake, it would be because he wanted me to.
Like, he sacrificed his
last will and testament.
Well, that's okay with me, because if Jake turned to you and said, I want you to eat me, I would figure you're so batshit crazy already.
Might as well go for it, yeah.
My dog wants me to eat him.
Okay.
You guys want some?
Call the hospital. I'm trying to think of the pets that I've had. I guess I've had dogs and a couple cats. Some fish. Ooh, I've had fish. Did I really love them, though?
You have to cook those fish,
though.
You
want to eat tiny fish?
Yeah, you don't want to eat uncooked fish.
Yeah, or a dog, I guess.
No, it's sushi.
Sushi's still cooked.
It's great.
Cleansed.
Just grab the fish right from the tank and just chomp on it.
Pop it right in your mouth.
Just chew it up real good.
Oh, yeah, you're showing a girl your fish. You're like, this is Skippy. How? You want one?
I love them.
I hear everyone in America likes goldfish.
I just want the fish to be with me as close as they can.
Always.
Always.
Well, at least for like 13
for a little while.
Hours.
Matt, do you have an answer?
The question was under what circumstances?
Under what circumstances?
We're just saying what kind of animal will you
eat? Yeah, what kind of animals? You said if your dog wanted you to.
If I was like completely, like if it was like.
Like I wrote this one, and when I was like say you were like stranded or like locked in your house without and no food.
I'm stranded in my house.
How long do you think you would go before you ate your pets? Because I was thinking about how animals will go like. A cat will not eat you for, like, 3 days. Like, say you die, and you're stuck in your house with your cats. Oh, cats will wait, like, 3 days to eat you.
How do you know
this? A dog will wait, like, a week.
How do you know this?
Loyal. Huh?
How do you know this?
Because this has happened, right? Probably?
You're just making up statistics.
No.
Cats
this is like,
eating people?
Like when people die and they're left with their pets.
Given my studies.
From what I've obtained.
My video cameras.
But like it's a factoid that you read on the internet.
These are fun facts. That's cats wait 3 days before they eat you.
So I assume that the dog and the cat would at first for those 3 days or a week would be like, help. They're like,
yeah, yeah.
And then after the 3 days they're like, well, nobody came.
And they start with the soft meats like the eyes first and the tongue. Can you imagine? What's your dog's name?
Jake
doing that to your lifeless body?
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine because...
He would totally do that
I've never seen Jake chew. So he would have to, like, bite it off and then chew. And then, like, but he always just swallows stuff. Like, he just, like...
It just sucks your eyes
out. Yeah. And then he does that, like, oh, I love Jake.
Now eat him.
He's a good... You love your dog, don't you?
Eat him! Eat him!
What about, like, a turtle? What if my pet's a turtle?
The turtles are good eats, I hear.
I actually did hear that, too.
From who? Who ate their pet?
Not even those Galapagos ones you were talking about. Or not the Galapagos, Madagascar?
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I do. David Schwimmer.
But other turtles, too. Yeah, I've heard they're really good.
Yeah.
Turtles, too.
That's a good turtle movie. Stew.
So, yeah, that's a weird circumstance to be in, though. You're locked in your house?
Or, like, I don't know. Days. Like, say there was a flood or something, and you're stuck on top of your house.
Or a new ice age, and, like...
Yeah.
What about, like... Are you saying... Okay. Okay, here's a circumstance. If we were locked in, and we had run out of food completely...
Yep.
And it was me or the dog, I'm gonna eat the dog before the dog eats me. That's for sure.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
It's a man-eat-dog world.
It's an eye
depending if you can get to the knife first.
The dog looks at the knife.
Stay away from the knife, Jake.
Oh, you.
I knew you'd do that. Come here, Jake. I just want to pet you.
How would you go about doing it, though?
Hmm? Well, first you kill the pet.
Well, do you want to kill the pet? Or
what?
Do you just want to take pieces from it? Because as long as you can find a way to like cauterize its wounds, like it can stay alive longer... And it'll stay fresh, basically.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. See, I thought you were going the route that it would, like, regenerate the tissue, so...
No, but that would be awesome.
But that's the thing, is it wouldn't even be... That wouldn't be cost-effective, because you'd have to feed it things for it to regenerate the flesh.
Oh, true that, yeah.
Well, if its best chance of living, along with you eating it, is cutting off its legs and helping its wounds, and it's still starving, but maybe you get saved. And you're like, I ate some of his legs.
Couldn't you feed
it? But I still have my dog.
You could feed parts of it.
Oh, God!
No. And keep him sustained. That's so terrible. I'm sorry, Jay.
So, in what circumstances would you make your pet eat it?
If it was starving, duh.
Oh, I'm out of dog food. I don't want to go to the store.
Country, like, if the store, like, what if the pet food store had, like, really inconvenient hours? Would you do that?
That's a good circumstance.
It's so inconvenient.
Oh, I know I get off of work 2 hours before it closes, but it's so inconvenient for me.
Yeah.
Drive, like, down the street. Ugh. I'll just eat my dog. I never have to buy food.
Oh,
again.
The grocery store is closed. I'm just going to eat my dog.
I'm trying to think of a pet for you, like Sunday. Do you love Sunday?
Maybe. I did love Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Jake, though, and tell him that you said that.
I dare
hey,
you.
Hey, Jake,
we'd just
up?
Be happy to see you.
Yeah.
You're talking to me? That's weird. I was there for your cat for Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the one that gave them the ride.
You drove my cat to its death?
Yes, I did. And she was not happy.
Oh, Sunday.
It was weird. It was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, just like because Timmy was like, hey, can you give us a ride to the vet? And I was like, yeah, totally. This is not exactly how it went down, but this is how I remember it.
Yeah.
Is, can you give us a ride to the vet? And I was like, yeah, is everything cool? And they're like, yeah, we're going to put our cat down. And I was like, I guess I could do that. And then your dad, like, threw... I don't want to talk about it anyways. They, like, put her in the cage thing, and then they had to, like, put a towel over it so that she didn't, like, freak out. But she was still freaking out.
Yeah.
And I was, like, driving, and I was just like, this is terrible. Why are we talking about this?
This is sick.
I didn't eat your cat.
You didn't eat her? That
no.
was in her last will
she
and testament.
Full of chemicals.
I want Ryan Fitzgerald to eat me.
I don't know. I'd eat her if... Okay. I'm out of food. Do I still have electricity?
No.
I don't know.
Barely.
I say...
You can start
it's up
a
to you, man.
Give
this
it, like...
your pet story.
Probably, like, 5 days.
5 days before you eat your cat?
Of no food. Yeah.
And that's your only option. It's that or Denny's.
4 days.
We go to Denny's in 5 days.
Mm-mm. I got some good cat going.
You guys want some of this? I got my cat on a spit. I think it'd be easier to eat somebody else's pets. That's what I'm gonna go with.
That's true.
I would eat Sunday. I would.
Here's the thing:
Sunday.
Is you'd have to fight those people to eat their pets, though.
Unless it
then
was
I have more
will.
To eat if I kill them.
It's true.
I eat
like
my
say,
friends and my and
say
their pets.
You and
yeah,
I are
sense.
in a house and we're in this situation and we've got my cat and your dog. I'm all about eating your dog. I don't even care.
Ooh, that's friendship.
Yeah.
You eat his dog,
and then
eat
I
his
bite
cat.
You when you try and get to my
But you get way more meat, so I would be like, hey, listen, like, handy
Split
for
it.
Some of that dog.
Yeah. Handy
for some of that for my dog. Well, you'd have to start, like, whoring it out for food.
Handy for your thoughts?
In this circumstance.
Handy for your thoughts. I really like that.
I'll tell the girl what I'm thinking.
Oh my god, if that was... What do you
what
think,
you
mean? No, you get them to trust you. Like, you break their will slowly over time.
I always forget if this is your dating theory or if this is your raising pet theory.
It's the same.
but like, Mariette's cat.
No.
Like, I started petting it all rough. Like, I push it over. And now, like, that's what it wants. Like, I'll be petting it normally and it just falls over like I pushed it.
Oh, you like it.
So you break them to your will.
Is this dating or cats?
You guys ever notice how people with AIDS is always
oh my god. People with AIDS drive like this. People without AIDS
drive like this.
You guys want to be Foley artists?
Yeah,
I do really badly.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought it was
you
the best
thing
ever.
You
want to
see really, like, here's my technique. Pen dropping on a glass coffee table.
That sounded more like a Sharpie to me.
Pen dropping on a glass coffee table.
That was awful.
It sounds a little bit better.
You're the worst Foley artist.
To the ear.
But it's less real. It's less visceral.
If you saw this dropping and you heard this, you'd be like, man, this is serious.
That's some heavy pen there. That's a heavy pen you got there.
Foley artists would be cool, though. Like, they have those huge warehouses of just, like, things
shit
to mess with. Yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound like fun for Matt. Matt, crush up these potato chips.
Okay. This is for the makeout scene.
And this is what it sounds like when I'm...
Is that Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, Foley artist.
Fire band.
This is what other stuff do they do in Foley? I like the potato chips is famous to me.
Like chip stuff dealing with like goopy stuff.
Matt, play with this goopy stuff.
Okay,
you got it.
Or like taking a microphone to a meat locker and punching meat. Like
punching different meats?
Yeah, punching different meats and then going to a coat room and punching leather. Like, that's how they got the sound effects for Indiana Jones whenever he punched somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Is those two put together. Like, how cool would that... You're just like, no, I'm a Foley artist.
Bam. Get him out of the butcher shop.
Tenderize this meat.
I guess
all
we
day
could do that right now.
Yeah.
We always come up with these cool jobs that we can just do anytime anyways.
Yeah. We just need somebody to hire us.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're making a movie, we're your Foley artists.
I'll punch meat.
We will punch all that meat.
We will punch your meat.
All night.
For the right amount of money. How much am I for you to punch a dick?
Where's my hose at? From the front to back.
You feeling that? Put one hand up. Can you repeat that? Trying to take my man. See, I don't need that. So don't play yourself.
Blame yourself?
Don't play with yourself.
Go play with yourself.
We have a special circumstance where we have live emails.
Live tweet.
They just got live mailed.
Oh my god.
To us.
From Dave the Baller Schwaller. Don't think about an elephant, diddling Uma Thurman. Now I'm kind of thinking about it, and I like, because of that second part, I'm not stopping myself.
Is he using his trunk or
yes!
Using... Okay, good.
Why, did you imagine he was using like his giant elephant foot?
Like he's just like raising it and being like upskirts, like,
hey, Uma.
That works.
Yeah.
Done.
Matt thought about an elephant. Thanks, Dave.
This one is entitled, Yo.
The last one, the subject line was Matt.
Yes. Hey, gents. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Have you ever walked out on a movie you saw in a theater? I walked out on Wing Commander. It was horrible. Laters.
Is Wing Commander the one with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yes, it is.
It is? I have no idea what that was. That's
that
awesome.
Movie was horrible.
That sounds really bad.
It took so long, and we finally did it, but I'm so happy that we did, because even if it went on for 10 more minutes, we just couldn't stand it anymore. And that was when we went to see Syriana in the theater. And my mind just felt like it was melting. And I got up and left.
You can't deal with global issues?
I've never left another movie, I think, in my life. I think one time I had to leave, so it wasn't like I walked out of it. But I was oddly, like, excited for it, maybe just because of the cast, because it was good. It was, like, Clooney and Matt Damon or something like that. But my mind just was numbing, and I'm like, and we all were just sitting there looking at each other, and probably after being there for an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes, we were like, do you want to go? And there was, like, six of us, and we were like, yeah, let's go. It was bad.
The only one I never have done it, actually, but the one I came closest was Sideways.
Oh, that was disappointing,
I never
too
saw
that.
That's
instead
the one where they go to Wine
out,
Country?
Yeah. I was like, Paul Giamatti, this looks really funny.
Yeah.
instead of walking out, I took a nap.
That works. I remember being disappointed by that, too. There's like two absolutely hilarious parts in that movie.
Yeah, two really funny parts.
And other than that, it's
boring.
It's kind of rough, yeah.
I do like Thomas Hayden Church. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He needs to be in more stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever done it?
I've never walked out on a movie.
See, I'm glad our answers are so minimal, or it's like one time, maybe.
Well,
and Matt never did.
I am, like, against that, I feel like. It's the same
with... I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with falling asleep in a movie. I've only fallen asleep in one movie,
mm-hmm.
and in my defense, I was young, and it was like a late movie. Like,
yeah.
It was the latest movie I'd ever been to at that point.
I think I fell asleep in one of the midnight showings, because most of the time I'm, you know, up and ready for it, but I think it was something that wasn't good. It was one of the
like
later
Lantern,
Matrixes
something like that.
Or
Matrices
or one of the Star Wars movies. No, I didn't fall asleep in those. Actually, I watched those. I don't know, something that wasn't that great, and so I just ended up falling asleep. And I usually never fall asleep in movies.
Yeah, I've never.
Matt, stop rubbing yourself with that pad.
But you actively made a decision to
take a nap.
Take a nap.
And it was in one of the theaters that you could like put the seats up. So and
so
was,
you laid out and took a nap?
Yeah.
What? This movie's good.
No, he like he lifted the armrest and made
laid
a
out
bed.
Sideways.
Are you
in sideways?
Yeah. I hope someone in the back was like, I see what you did there.
And it was much more enjoyable than the movie. So, any that you ever came close to, or you're like, God, this is so bad, or I can't believe
the
I
only one I've ever had
thing.
The impulse for, was, and I went with you guys, was The Happening.
That was the okay. That's like, one I had the impulse for, but I was riveted in my seat by just not being able to believe that it was actually a movie.
That's what I said. It's like, it was a whole new type of suspense. Like, I was like, okay, where's the real movie? Where's the real movie?
Oh my God, I know. I was like, they're going to explain why they're acting so poorly.
Exactly.
Like, bad acting is like, it's almost, I don't want to say hard to find, but it's not always where you watch something and you're like, oh, that guy's really bad at acting.
By the time you get to, like, you know, big budget motion pictures, like, okay, so there's, like, bad acting in movies where it's like, I didn't really believe that.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, bad acting in, like, high school plays. And the acting in that was bad acting in high school plays.
Yeah.
Then.
Really bad acting in high
I
school plays.
I just don't understand it.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I want
to
say I just
I'm a science teacher.
It.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
I have to think
this over.
Everything's
teacher.
Okay.
What's
I'm
going on here?
Teacher.
I'm a biology teacher. Wait, you're not just going to leave me, are you?
Yeah.
There's... It was...
You're gonna kill me in my sleep.
What?
No.
I convinced my mom to watch it, and she was like, is it any good? And I was just like, you should watch it, at least. And she was like, okay. So I was like sitting there with her, and I was like, I'm just telling you, like, right now, there's like really bad acting. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, right here. And like, because every scene in that movie is just terrible acting.
Yeah.
But it was when Zooey Deschanel was like clearly having an affair, and the dude called her. On the train, they're on the train,
yeah.
And she like looks at the phone, and then she looks up at Mark Wahlberg, and she like quickly silences, and she just like looks around, like this, like very like, yeah, that's not going to show anything.
yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way, for anyone who wants to watch The Happening, if we give away any of these great lines or anything,
John Leguizamo did a really good job.
He was all right.
I just remember his story when he's like trying to calm.
Yeah, he says
Zooey Deschanel.
You got four people. Blah 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 blah. I don't
know. Just do it. Just concentrate on this.
Because he knows
it's
statistics.
The math problem,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it'll be okay. I think in calculus.
I see in calculus.
I see in calculus.
Oh God, that movie! That fucking movie!
Yeah, so you know, I don't even. I may have had the urge to walk out, but it was just so...
It was like watching a real-time, like, you hear about awful movies, like,
yeah.
Like The Hands of Manos.
Yeah.
And things like that are, like, legendarily bad.
Okay.
It's like watching that in real time, like...
It's like
the birth of a legend.
We saw it, like, on the day it came out or something, I think, or really soon, so it's like nobody knows that this is so terrible.
That's
yet.
The thing, is, like, we hadn't heard any reviews, nothing like that.
Yeah.
The best part was afterwards, we went to, because we went to go see it at Sam's Town,
remember? Yeah, yeah.
And we went to the cafe that's there, and we all just sat there in like silence for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like nobody said anything.
Because we were all like, did we just do that?
Yeah, exactly. But like just sitting looking at our menus, when usually there's some kind of banter going on.
Of course, like, yeah. After watching a movie.
I feel like I should die right now.
Like, did all of that really happen? Did we all sit through that?
I wonder, do you think any of us, was it anything like...
Here's the question. I wonder if has anyone here been as profoundly affected by any good movie? Where, like, you are speechless.
That's weird. That's a good question.
Were you speechless? I feel like I have been. I'm trying to think of what it was, though. But not, yeah, nothing quite like the effect of The Happening.
The Prestige. The first time I saw The Prestige, I was just like...
The Prestige.
Oh,
the Prestige?
The Prestige. The Prestige? The Prestige?
Yeah.
Is bad? Is that
no? It's just you were enunciating it in a weird way.
The Prestige.
Is the Prestige.
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
I see no accents in that.
I'm going down then up, and you're going up then down.
No, I see no accents on the actual title, The Prestige.
Anyway,
The Prestige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Prestige. I'm just imagining Michael Caine saying it.
The third
Batman versus Wolverine, okay?
So that was Siege.
Amazing.
Batman versus Wolverine.
No, it was a good movie. It was a really good movie. I think I felt this about other movies, but maybe The Dark Knight I went out, I was just like, that was really, really good. No?
No, I really enjoyed it, but it wasn't like mind blown.
Like, I don't think it was that movie. I think something did like really just... It had that effect where maybe we were all speechless or...
It's like when a girl's almost touching your penis and then she does.
I always make that gasping noise when it's about to happen.
That's what that sound was.
Really turns her on.
Just from upstairs, you just hear...
Yeah, it shatters the house. But I was wondering, after The Happening at Sam's Town, it was like, were any of us like, I wonder if... Was it not as bad as I thought it did? We're all on the same wavelength, right?
Or like someone's gonna like, am I the only one that thought it was bad?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I kind of remember thinking that a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't think we talked about it immediately after.
No.
Yeah, that was in there a little bit. Like, if they thought it was good, I don't know if I can be friends with them anymore.
Yeah, it was like
how they felt about this movie is deeply going to affect how I think of them.
That's as a person.
That was another thing, though, like a little panic attack in my head where I was like, did I just not get it? Like, everybody else get it?
Is something going over my head?
Yeah. What did I miss? The plants.
Am I dying?
Run from the wind.
That is really low budge, though, you know?
No budge.
No budge. Super low budge, bro.
Monster Night Shyamalan.
What is happening to the bees?
I do remember there was one legitimately funny part in that. He was like, when there was like the plant inside that house, and Mark Wahlberg like looked afraid of
that
it or something
good,
like
yeah.
that. But like, that was well done.
The crazy old lady who's like, "What are you doing?
Plotting to kill
yeah,
me?
Yeah, you're plotting to kill
me?
No." And the thing that blows my mind was it you that told me that Monster Night Shyamalan like. Wrote that part specifically for Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, like it was
this is his role.
And it was like he 10 years in the making or something. Like
yeah.
Like it was like his supposed to be his opus. He's like, this is the movie I've wanted to make my whole career.
So
bad.
Yeah.
That was the taglines were you've sensed it. Because like the Sixth Sense. And then it was like I remember this. I remember the poster because I was like super excited. But it was like you've sensed it. You've seen the signs. Now, it's happening. Like, I was like, that's really good marketing. And then I watched it and I was like, that's really poor execution. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
I thought it was empty. I finished drinking it.
This is why you don't get a gun. I thought it was empty.
Alright, so are we at the status to where we can go into bars, get wicked drunk, and about to get kicked out, and they're telling us we have to leave, but we can pull a Don't You Know Who I Am?
Hopefully. I think so. I think you're always at that point.
Once you're drunk enough, you're always at that point.
Do you know who I am? I'm the guy... I'm the guy who bangs talks groceries every week, bang horses. Every week.
Every week we bang horses.
You bet it's in yet. That's right. That's right. I'm Ryan. I'm M. There's Ryan F, too, and then the M for Matt. Don't you know who I am?
M?
M! That's me, Ryan M. You can't kick me out.
I'd kick you out.
Yippee! Motherfucker. You know how there's like the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah.
When you drink it and then you have youth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else, what would you want a fountain to be? Because there is cheese. No Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Cheese.
The cheese.
So there's cheese.
You drink it and you have cheese.
And you drink cheese and you have it. It's brilliant.
That's pretty realistic. I want cheese forever.
I was going to say, yeah, it lasts forever. You drink from the fountain and you have it, but youth doesn't count. So Matt chooses cheese.
It wouldn't be cheese. That's
chocolate.
Sure.
I've seen chocolate fountains.
I have seen those too.
I was thinking more.
Well, how about fountains of Wayne?
Stacey's mom, he's got it going on.
And their other song.
Yeah. Ronnie actually like had their whole CD.
So did Caitlin.
And I heard the other stuff. It wasn't bad, I think.
It sounded similar to Stacey's mom.
It did? I thought it sounded different. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Fountains of Wayne.
Just one drink and you could have as much Wayne as you wanted.
You can have as much Wayne, John Wayne, or Fountains of Wayne, or Wayne Newton.
Or Wayne of Wayne and Garth.
Yep. Wayne and Garth.
I love that movie, Wayne and Garth.
Wayne and Garth too.
From Garth's World.
Garth's World. Yeah. Garth just gets shoved to the side.
Garth's the best.
I was thinking more of, not abstract, but like, intangible ideas.
Bet you didn't think so. I command you to. Panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable.
I want a cheese fountain. Then I can make cheese.
Fountain.
All the time.
Cheese fountain. Help me build my cheese mountain.
So
with Russell and his muscle.
Do you want a tangible cheese?
I want infinite the idea of cheese.
The cheese idea.
I just picture a fountain that says cheese. It just whispers.
You have to drink from it or else you don't hear it. You're like, can't you hear it whispering cheese? No.
Intangible idea.
Sure. About, I guess you...
A fountain of...
Yeah. Thoughts. Like, go to the fountain of...
Of awkwardness. If you drink from it, everything's just awkward.
Everything?
Everything.
Well, this is awkward. Because I drank from the fountain.
What do you mean?
Every single thing would be awkward.
Soon as you drink from it for the rest of your life?
Yes. Every interaction you have.
Every interaction, even walking by yourself, you're like, I feel kind of weird.
Yeah, something doesn't feel right.
Nothing's actually awkward. It's just awkward to you. So it's the feeling of awkward to
like,
you.
Even when other people interact with you, they get that as well.
Is he kind of awkward? He's a little awkward.
I think he's really awkward.
I think he drank from the fountain.
Oh, God. I thought we told him not to.
It would have been great if Ponce de Leon
doesn't found exist.
Ooh, how about awkward. A fountain of doing the opposite of what everybody tells you?
You what drink from that fountain. You. That's what you do.
I knew it. He drank from the opposite fountain.
Matt, don't play with that.
He didn't drink from.
Is this awkward? Does this look awkward?
I mean, don't drink from the opposite fountain. Okay. Wait, I mean, drink from the opposite fountain.
Okay.
Oh no, it's never ending. Like the fountain of sexiness?
That would be better than awkwardness, I would say. What if they're right next to each other and they're not labeled?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. It's like Indiana Jones and you gotta choose the right cup.
It's the wooden one.
What if there's a...
the wooden fountain.
What if there's a fountain of rational doubt so you drink from it and you're like, I don't think anything happened.
Next to the fountain of cheese.
Do you guys want to start drinking out of fountains?
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine how many fountains
I'll just drive around and drink from fountains out here in Vegas.
It'd be good.
There's a lot of them at all the casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
We could just, we might gain some knowledge or cheese.
Well, the knowledge of how to get kicked out of casinos.
I just drank from
the
fountain,
I would like to drink
man.
From the fountains at the Bellagio.
Let's do it.
You have to like go down.
Each one, yeah, is its own thing. Awkwardness, rational doubt. Sexiness.
Those are the only three things you need in life.
Awkwardness.
Sexual doubt.
sexual doubt.
I don't think I can do this.
I don't have confidence in myself. Sexually. Ever since I drank from that fountain. And all those years beforehand.
But I think it was the fountain.
It was definitely that fountain.
Sexual awkwardness.
The fountain of sexual awkwardness. At the top of the highest mountain.
Rational sexual awkwardness.
Rational sexiness.
This isn't working. It's because of, you know, my roles. Like,
well, honestly, we should just have sex because it would bring us both physical pleasure.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Would you like me to be doing it harder or softer? It
doesn't matter how I look. We'll both be feeling really good in like 5 minutes. At least a little bit good.
Have you guys tried that line?
Doesn't matter how I look.
Wait. Just hear me out for a second.
Hear me out.
At least I have a good personality.
The fountain of good personality.
No, you say, you walk up and you say, hey, at least you have a good personality. To girls you've never met before.
Oh, and you must be the funny one.
That's terrible. Hi there, girls. Let me buy you all you beautiful girls a drink and the funny one.
Won't forget the funny one.
Just poke at him.
Can we go to the bar right now and use that line? Oh my god.
Definitely. I like the pointing, for sure.
Won't forget the funny one.
Oh, man.
Tell me a joke, funny.
I bet you've got a great personality.
It's so terrible. It has to be something intangible.
The fountain of war.
The fountain of pestilence.
The fountain of the sound of babies crying.
Wait, so if you drink from it, that's all you ever hear?
No, you will always be hearing it.
It's just, this fountain is just shooting out the wah!
No, you drink from it, and there's always a baby somewhere crying around you.
Oh, so it's not just something, like, internal.
Every movie theater ever.
Oh, that sucks. Church, even? I couldn't even imagine.
Going to church?
Couldn't even imagine going to church with babies.
We should go to church one week.
And use that line.
And talk about, and use that line. Don't forget the funny priest. Like,
you must be the funny one.
Some wine for these three, and I don't know, I guess a cracker for that funny one.
Funny one a cracker? What's the question?
Punch a bear dick for another person.
Not a bear
dick.
A bear dick.
A bear dick. Baron dick.
A baron dick.
Name some worse facial hair than Edward Norton's mustache in The Italian Job.
Selma Hayek and Frida.
She sucks.
She says something like, boys. No, I don't remember. I was thinking that she was in a movie with...
Hey, boys.
Poison. Poison Ivy.
Thanks to Quail Man.
Thank you to Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Her thriving career.
Caller.
Your raging career.
Her friend's caller. Uma Thurman.
Oh, I've got a raging career for Uma Thurman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And boys, thanks to the boys, too.
Just to boys in general.
To men. You know there's a concert coming up with,
like... Did you know that they're going to have, like, a tenure here? Like, they're going to be here for a while? Not a tenure, I guess.
At your apartment?
Can't be fired. Yeah.
At Christmas Tree Heaven?
Exactly.
I haven't used that in a while.
Close your eyes, make a wish.
Man.
And the bees.
I'm getting really, really turned on right now. That was beautiful. Anyway, thanks. There's like a concert with them and like other boy bands from the 90s.
Oh, 90 Degrees is going to be there, yeah.
That's what it is. You would know.
I think.
Hey, you think. You know it there. Anyone else we need to thank?
Thank you for the people who emailed us. Jeremy.
Yes.
We already thanked Boys to Men, so we don't need to thank anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Katie.
All the members of Boys
Dave
to Men.
For Dave. Live emailing us.
Thank all the you. Members of Boys to Men. Dave, Katie, and Jeremy.
ABC.
Thanks for emailing us, boys.
Yes.
Bell Biv DeVoe.
We really appreciate it, Bell Biv DeVoe. Everything you've done for us. Everything you've done for
you. Personally.
Yubi. We've done 18 episodes.
Fred Savage. Ben Savage.
Which one was in Boy Meets World? Can you tell me right now?
Ben Savage.
Okay, good.
I totally can say that.
Learn your lesson. Topanga.
Topanga. I still think you're hot. I'm sorry for these miscreants who didn't know you were massive.
She got the chunk. She got a terminal case of chunk for a while.
Well, she got the chunk. And I'm going to... She recovered. I'm going to tabang.
Yeah?
She recovered nicely. Come back to my house. And,
As always, yeah. As always, that's how we end the show.
As always, says what? Got me a movie! Slicing up my mom!